Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing today? Oh, come on, let's hear it. It is 2022, man. My name is Josh, and I'm the lead pastor here. Welcome home. It's a new year with new opportunities. And what I love about, you know, times or seasons like this, the beginning of a new year, is it gives us kind of this fresh, clean start, a clean slate to a new season. We start over again. If you're anything like me, maybe you within your family or with your loved ones, you talked about some resolutions, some goals for the new year. And if you haven't, don't worry, you still got time. It's only January the 2nd, but today is a great place to start. But this morning, I wanna take some time to actually share a different kind of message with us today. And I wanted to share some vision for our next year, this year, as a church. And I think it's super important for us to kind of revisit where we've come from, for us to know inevitably where we're headed, where we're going. So these past, 2 years, 2020 and then 2021, I feel they were very formative for us as a church in discovering like this new identity for ourselves. And it's all kind of come about by us navigating this new normal, or even the genesis of where we've come from as a church. And if there's one thing I don't want us to ever forget, is I don't want us to ever forget where we've come from. I don't want us to ever forget our roots, the place where we've kind of sprung up from, because I believe it's what's shaped who we are today. Amen. It shaped us where we are. And I think we'll continue to unravel and kind of sharpen our DNA or this new identity as the years come. But today I want to just take a few moments to revisit our identity. I'm going to put up here on the screens. It's who we are. It's who we are. We're gonna go to the next one there. And it starts with three things, actually. It's our mission, our vision, and our strategy. Our mission and vision and strategy. If you want to take out your phones right now and even take some notes, that's cool too. But this morning, I want us to really dive into the DNA of who we are as a church. You know, great leaders also say that every 21 days, you got to revisit some of these things in order for us to kind of remember like, hey, this is where we're headed. This is who we are. This is where we're going. And this starts with our identity, and it starts with our mission. I'm going to put up here on the screen. This is the mission of Center Church. If you're ever wondering, like, why are we here? Why do we exist? This is the mission of Center Church. It's this. It's to create experiences where people can encounter God and then invite him into the center of their lives. Okay, we do that through Sunday services like today. We do that through small groups. We do that with every, restore project that we put on. All we're doing is, as a church, our mission is to create these experiences, right, like today, so that people can encounter God and then invite them or invite him into the center of their lives. That's our mission as a church. And when we execute this mission, there's this kind of God-sized goal that we want to see happen. When we're on mission, where we live, where we work, where we play, we want something to happen, and that's our vision as a church. This is our vision, okay? When we do our mission, this is the vision that we want to happen. It's to inspire a movement that brings a transforming light of Jesus into the darkest areas of our neighborhoods, our city, and the world through our communities of faith. Communities meaning plural. Come on, somebody. Communities of faith. We don't, praise God that we're able to come here. We got maybe like about 80, 90 people here this morning. But man, I want to inspire a movement. Come on, somebody. Let's inspire a movement. When we're on mission for God, when we're creating these experiences where people can encounter God, the authentic God of the Bible, and invite him into the center of their lives, man, we want to inspire a movement of people where the light of Jesus gets moved on into our neighborhoods, our city, and then our world. And when we accomplish this mission, man, this is what we see taking place. So how do we do that? How do we practically walk out this mission? How we walk out this vision? This is the next one. Actually, we do it through our strategy. This is the strategy of Center Church. It comes in four steps. This is how we accomplish our mission. We're leading people in four really basic steps. You've heard us talk about it a lot, around here for the past 8 years. Maybe you're newer to the church, but this is the four steps that we lead people through. Here's number one, we help people know God. Amen. We help people know God. We do that through the weekend service. That's the first step we lead people through. Hey, weekend services to know God. Number two, we help folks find freedom in their lives. You know, praise God that maybe a lot of us here today, you know Jesus. Maybe you at home, there was a time in your life where you invited Jesus to come into the center of your life. But you know what? A lot of people are still stuck, right? We still get stuck in addictions. We still get stuck in certain faults or things that, man, we've struggled throughout the years. We want to help people find freedom in their lives. And we do that through our small groups. If you're not in a small group, hey, jump into a small group. You got to get into a small group. This is our strategy. We help people first know God. We help them find freedom. Here's the third one. We help people discover their purpose. Every member here, every person is a minister. Every person has a place. And God's given you giftings. He's given you abilities. He's given you passions that you can use to further the kingdom of God. And you know what? We're going to help you do that. And this coming year, one of the things that we're doing is we're bringing back Growth Track. Who remembers Growth Track? It's some of these classes. Yeah, it's some of these classes that help people get implemented into an area of ministry. We help you discover your purpose. Here's a fourth one in our strategy. It's to help folks make a difference. It's help people make a difference. And this is what it's all about. We don't just gather just to gather. We don't just gather so we can make a social club, you know what I'm saying, for Christians. Man, we want to make a difference in our world, amen? We want to win people for Jesus. We want to make a difference in our community. We want to help those who are far from God. We help people know God, find freedom, discover their purpose, and then make a difference. There's lots of people on a dream team today. Who are you serve on a dream team? Maybe kids, tech, worship, patio, whatever that looks like. There's lots. Maybe we got to get more. We need more. And if we lead people well through these four steps, we know as a church, man, hey, we're accomplishing the mission of our church. When we help lead people well through these four steps, through our strategy. Let me ask you a question. If you're a leader here, I'm going to talk to, this is going to be like a home, kind of like a core church type of service today, okay? If you're a leader, who are you leading through these four steps? If you're a Center Church leader, staff member, an influencer, you've been coming here for years, who are you leading to know God? Hey, come sit with me in service, man. We're going to be talking about divine direction. Hey, we're going to talk about marriage this month. Who are you leading to know God? Personal evangelism. You're sharing your God story with somebody. Who are you helping find freedom? Hey, man, we got a young married couple small group. I mean, you guys having some trouble? Hey, man, us too, man. Let's all go together. Like, who are you inviting to your small group? Who are you going to help discover purpose? For you that lead a team, if you lead a Center Church team, you're on the dream team, who are you inviting to your team? Leaders. Hey, let's serve on tech together. Hey, I noticed that you're really good at computer stuff. Like, I'm not like really, hey, you want to jump on my team? Hey, I heard you a while ago in the, you know, Julio, I heard you singing and you can sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to, why don't you jump on the worship team with me? Who are you inviting to make a difference? Imagine if each one of us this morning just did that with one person in 2022. Just one person. Imagine the impact. Imagine the growth that we'd see. It's our mission, our vision, and our strategy. Here's the next thing I want us to visit. It's our core essentials. It's our essentials. This is what we value. We had a whole series on this last September. This is who we are as a church. These are the things that we value. This is the culture that we're creating. These are the things that, as a church, man, we want to be known for. If it's like, man, hey, like I went to that church, like Center Church, like in Old Town, I went there like one or two times, man, they just do things differently around there. They just have a different spirit about them. They just operate differently. It's like super contagious. These are our essentials. We value this. This is our core values. It helps us streamline our effectiveness in ministry. If each person who calls Center Church home, each influencer, each staff person lives out these 12 essentials, man, we know, hey, we're hitting our mark with the type of culture that we're creating here at Center Church. And I want to share some of these with you this morning. Here's the first core value that we want to be known for. We're centered on Jesus. Come on. We're centered on Jesus. Everything we do, it's not to make anybody else famous. We're here to make Jesus famous. Come on, somebody. We're here. We're centered on Jesus. We keep Jesus at the center of all we do. Number two, we prioritize prayer. We prioritize prayer. We always pray first. It doesn't matter if it's a small decision or big decision. We always pray first. We prioritize prayer. We value that. Here's a third one. We invite growth. We're always growing as people, as disciples of Jesus, as leaders. We're always growing. There isn't anybody here who kind of knows it all. They're at the top. They can't learn anymore. They can't grow or mature in their faith anymore. We invite growth. Man, I want to learn. I got to get that book. Man, I gotta jump on that team. I gotta learn more. We invite growth. Number four, I love this one. We go. We go. We're outward minded. We're not just, like I said, building a social club for Christians. We're going out to those who are far from God. Amen. That's our mission. We go. We go. Here's number five. This is a good one. We're multi-minded. We're multi-minded. We're multi-generational. Come on, somebody. We're multi-ethnic. Hello. Hey, we're multiplying. Here at Center Church, we're trying to win like the seniorest of senior, okay? And then like the babiest of baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going for everybody in between. We're multi-generational. We're multi-ethnic. Praise God that there will be one day that Center Church starts a movement or inspires a movement that helps people receive the gospel in their own native tongue. Amen. Amen. That's good. Multi-generational, multi-ethnic, but we're always multiplying. We're creating disciples. We're discipling people to know Jesus. We don't want to stay stagnant. We want to multiply. We're multi-minded. Here's number six. It's on the next screen. We value honor. We value honor. We honor God. We value people, and we demonstrate our gratitude. We value honor. It's who we are. It's who God created us to be. We honor those who's, you know, helped us along the way, those who maybe paved the way for us. We give honor to whom honor is due. Here's number seven. We cultivate leadership. As a church, we cultivate leadership. We cultivate leaders by equipping and empowering. This is what Craig Groeschel says. Craig Groeschel, he's the lead pastor of Life Church in Oklahoma. He says this: if anybody can take a task at least 50% of the way, give away that leadership. Give away that leadership. One day I hope and I pray that Center Church, we empower and cultivate so many leaders that we got to plant another church. Come on, somebody. We got to send people to the mission field because we are just empowering and equipping so many high capacity leaders. I want you to know, as your pastor, my vision is that we empower as many people as we can to cultivate leadership. Here's number eight. We love to serve. We're a serving church, amen? We're a serving church. I love this. We believe our hands represents our hearts, so we love in action. Isn't that good? We believe our hands represents our hearts, so we love in action. We're gonna do more service projects this year, guys. We're gonna serve more people. We're gonna love more of our community. We're gonna reach out where we've never reached out before. We love to serve. Here's number nine. We are generous. We're generous. It's who we are. It's our DNA. We're generous with our resources. Why? To help others win. We don't do it to try to get clout. We don't do it to try to get famous or, oh, look at you, like you have all this money. No, we do it because we want to help other people win. We're generous. Here's number 10. I love this one. We champion community. We champion community. We talked about small groups a little while ago. We're always better together. See, the weekend service is for us to get inspired. The midweek small group is where we get freed. The weekend service is where you guys get inspired. But man, when you jump into a small group in the midweek, that's where you get freed from some stuff. You get freed from some struggles, some things that you can't really share like in a big room like this. But man, in a small group, like, hey guys, can you pray for me? I'm just walking through this right now. It's where we get freed. We champion community. Here's number 11. I love this one. We strive for excellence. We hold a high standard in our words, our appearance, and our action. You know who else does things really excellent? They strive for excellence. You know who does that? Disney. You ever notice that? Disney just strives for excellence, man. Like, they do things really well. Like in their merch, in their movies. Who here has seen a Disney movie before, ever, just once in your life? Probably like 95% of this room, okay? We've all been impacted by the ministry of Disney, okay? Like theme parks, music, merch. Man, you got 30, 40, 50-year-olds, like diehard Disney fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am one, all right? Understand this, just stop and think for a second. There's an entire like magic kingdom that's built like for a mouse. You ever like notice that? There's like an entire Disney world that was created for a mouse. Walt Disney said this, "I only hope that one day we'd never lose sight of one thing, that all started by a mouse." It all started by a mouse. A $1 billion company who operates with extreme excellence. I'm trying to think of the protocol they have. I think there's high up leaders where you can't let a piece of trash sit on the ground at Disneyland for more than 20 seconds. It's everybody. That's excellent. That, get this, they have a $1 billion company that drives excellence for a magical kingdom and his mouse. What more, come on, y'all know where I'm getting here. What more, the people of God live out a pursuing a true God in his heavenly kingdom. Come on. Man, we need to do things in excellence. And I'm a Disney fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is God's kingdom. Man, we do this with excellence. Number 12, this is probably my favorite one of all of them. We have fun. We have fun. We don't take ourselves seriously. You've heard us say it before, but we do take God seriously. Not easily offended. We can take a joke, okay? So you'll hear us joke a lot around here. But these are our essentials. And this defines our culture. If each person who calls Center Church home lives out these essentials, man, we are hitting our mark in the culture that we're creating. If we help people become more generous in their life, if we help people become more Jesus-centered, people who prioritize prayer, people who do things in excellence, people who go out for those who are far from God, not just like building like their own Christian-like kingdom here, but they're like outward-minded, they're generous, they're diverse, they're open to diversity, man, we're hitting our mark. That's our identity. It's our 12 essentials. Now, as we kind of move forward, I want us to revisit where we've come from. I want us to revisit where we've come from. We're going to put up here on the screens. This is our past, where we've come from as a church. And this is our center's unique beginnings. And, you know, many of us, maybe probably half of us here in the room today, you've been here maybe since the beginning, or you've been here for multiple years. But I know there's lots of new people as well. But this is where we come from as a church. And I'm going to put some pictures up here. As many of you, if you don't know our story, some don't, but in 2013, we started out in a backyard in South Park with just a handful of people, all these smiling faces right here. I wasn't even there yet. I wasn't even in that picture. I was somewhere far off, like not living for God, okay? I was not even in the picture just yet. Soon enough, we began to meet more regularly at Perkins Elementary School in Barrio Logan. I'm going to put a picture up here for you guys. Who remembers that? Man, you remember the stench in that lunchroom? Lord, help us. Smell like B.O. It smelled like B.O. and milk. You know what I'm saying? Like just mix up together. And, you know, and I kind of joke around with that because when we would go there in Perkins Elementary School, they actually had these roller doors that you'd open up the cafeteria. Very, very similar. God's really funny in the way he kind of has things come full circle. These roller doors that super heavy, just put them up every time. And it's funny, we're doing that kind of today with where we at. Then in 2018, I'm going to put another picture up for you. We moved to Bankers Hill, Park West. It was an amazing space, wasn't it? Came with a lot of rules too. no unpackaged food. You can only use a kitchen strictly for brewing coffee. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. Man, you got to pay extra just to like breathe in this room. You know what I'm saying? They're asking for a lot there. And then at the end of 2019, God decided in all his wisdom that it was time for a new season of leadership at Center Church, a new way of basically the world how we're going to worship God. Hashtag pandemic. Hashtag we're looking for a lead pastor. Hashtag we just need to survive. We don't even know what's going on, right? And God, in all his wisdom, allowed our world to be totally turned upside down to allow some old ways to die. And for new ways, new things to grow, faith matured, new leaders were raised up, more people were empowered, and community, man, was leaned into like ever before. Remember the days where we were all online, guys? My God, help us, Lord. We were just, man, screen fatigue for some people. Man, if I just see another Zoom meeting, if I jump onto another Zoom meeting, and it was just a season. I'm gonna put up another picture for you. We found ourselves in the middle of Balboa Park for 15 months. No screens, karaoke worship. It was literally my wife and a backing track, celebrate Jesus, come on. It was the best. I don't know if you guys remember, we had a dude that would come, for those who came early, because all y'all late, okay? None of you guys came here early. So there's this guy who would come early and he would yell at all our volunteers. He would come in like this Honda Accord and he had a bottle of water. I don't know who this guy was. He's like, you guys need to give people the water of life. And he was like yelling at us and all this stuff. And I was like, man, who are you? And, you know, I'll be preaching out there in the park, man, I'm like going out, I'm like spitting, sweating and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, when somebody rolls down the pathway, the whole congregation looks, and I lose everybody's attention. Remember that? There are people on bikes or skateboarding dogs, right? There's this, we talked about it at our last staff meeting. There's this little squirrel I was flirting with my wife every Sunday. I almost sent that thing to space. But man, I remember the days. One time, Pastor Mike will remember this. We had a dude, he was absolutely drunk. He still had a beer in hand when we were in Balboa Park. And he stayed for half the service. Actually, he listened to the service, he stayed. And when we prayed, he actually lifted up his Budweiser to the Lord and he cheers God. We are so glad he came. 15 months. Sometimes it was 40 people. Sometimes it was as thin as 10. Sometimes it was just a staff. Sometimes it was one person singing, hosting, and preaching. Thank you, Jesus, those days are done. I remember those days, but that's where we came from. Y'all are gritty. We got some gritty leaders around here. People who are in the trenches with us. You've been with us, you never left, you're with us. We got fighters on our team. And looking back, that's where we came from. That's where we came from. I wanna show you another screen here. Looking back here at 2021, here's some things that God did, come on. Here's some things that God did. As we start this new year, man, we're starting it with victory, man. And God really did some cool stuff for us. In 2021, in June of 2021, we moved into a facility. Come on, let's clap it up for the Lord. I don't know if you noticed, but our last service at Christmas at Center, a couple Sundays ago, we had about 110 in our service, in a beautiful building, by the way. We had a beautiful band, a full band, no karaoke. Praise God. Yeah, right. We literally reconstructed a band within a couple months, praise God. We had a freaking overflow room. Do you remember that? What an overflow room, for crying out loud. And for our Giving Tree campaign, we were able to bless over 30 kiddos with Christmas presents this year. Amen, that's good. This past school year, we gave about $1,500 worth of school supplies to Monarch Schools this past school year. Man, God's good. This past year, we hosted our very first Women of Nations conference. Man, we put on a conference, y'all. It was powerful. All the ladies who helped out with that, Carla, thank you so much. That was amazing. This past year, we blessed one of our church members / leaders with a van. We literally, come on, that's, praise God. We literally, and this, guys, it's not just literally giving somebody a car. We bless somebody with the gift of mobility. We help them so they can do things of daily living, guys. We were able to be generous in that way. In recent days, a couple weeks ago, we added about 10 plus parking spaces for Sunday services. Amen. We added a cry room, people. That's a big thing. Some of you parents, you just go there just to cry by yourself, okay? More crying. Okay, guys, understand. More crying babies, that's a good thing. I don't know if you noticed. That's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. See, the point I'm making is this. We weren't where we were a year ago. You know, we weren't where we were even a couple months ago. Here's a couple of other stuff. Number six, I failed to mention this. We're going to put that back up here, Mo. Number six, we added some new staff. We added Pastor Jason and Jess. We're about to add another. How awesome is that, guys? Man, God has been so good to us. Here, we're going to continue on. The point I'm making is this. We weren't where we were a year ago. We weren't where we were even a couple months ago. We're not asking ourselves anymore, hey, are we going to survive? Hey, are we going to make it? Now the question is, what's our next step to thrive? What's our next step to thrive? Hey, we're growing, but man, we want to be thriving. Guys, we've experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. We had heartaches. We've lost leaders. We've lost people. We've lost venues. But man, Center Church has never lost hope. Center Church has never lost hope. We've been through a season where, man, we felt like we were dead and we've been buried in the ground. But the beautiful thing that I've seen is this process of God sprouting up something new. He sprouted up something new. He's literally brought us from death to life. That's where we've come from. That's where you've come from. Don't ever forget that. So now let me share with you our future. This is where we're going. This is where we're going as we move forward in 2022. And this year, man, I want to challenge us to hold on to a word. I've never done this before with our church. I don't think we've ever done this as a church in years past ever. But there's a word that I want us to hold on to in 2022. And this morning, I want to share that word with you as we look to our future. Before that, go ahead and take a look at this.
What's my word? That's the thing people do, right? Ask God for a word for the year ahead.
It gives you a goal, a plan for your heart, a way to walk when the world crumbles around you.
Lord, this year I need a word to help me focus on the right things, the eternal things.
This is my year of waking up to what matters.
What has always mattered.
I need a word as I walk out of the ashes and into the sunlight.
A word of hope.
That one word that I'll feel deep in my heart.
I pray, Lord, you would give me a word.
Your word.
The living and active word.
The one that is sharper than any two-edged sword.
The word that lights my path.
My teacher.
My truth.
My shield.
Because of your word, God.
My word has promise and meaning.
The grass withers.
The flower fades.
But the word of God stands forever.
Forever.
Thank you, God.
That your word can be my word.
All year long.
Amen.
The grass wither, the flower fades, but God's word will never fade away. What word are you going to give yourself for this coming year? What's that one word that you're going to hold on to that's going to carry you through 2022? What does that word look like? Let me challenge you, if you haven't done that, maybe if you've never done that in your life, this year to pick a word. A word that's going to guide and instruct you and even maybe just refocus you to the promises of God and to the fact that God is sovereign. He's in control of everything. And this morning, what I want to do is I want to give Center Church a word. And it's the word for our new year for 2022. I'm going to put up here on the screens. It's the word new heights. New heights in 2022. And this word was actually prophesied over me this past year, okay? And if you don't know what prophecy is, it's when somebody receives a message from God directly and they're able to communicate that word. And somebody spoke this word over me this year. And I grew up like strict Baptist, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't really do word of like prophecy. So this is new for me as well. But I see Center Church reaching new heights in 2022, amen? New heights. And I want to share a passage of scripture with you today. We're going to keep this one up here for a second in Psalms 18. And in this passage, David, he's expressing his thanks to God from a place of victory. That's where David's coming from when he writes this song. See, God had delivered David from his enemies. He also delivered him from King Saul. So he writes this song or this psalm from a place of, God, man, you showed up again. You protected me. You jumped in when I needed somebody, when I needed some super on my natural. I've struggled at times, man. I wasn't sure in my human doubts, but God, you being you, you stepped in like you always do. You showed up. And in this passage in verses 1 to 27, I'm not going to read those for you this morning. David, he talks about how good God's been in the past. He thanks God for everything that God's done in the past. Just like what we're doing today. God, thank you for Old Town Community Church. God, thank you for our band. Thank you, God, for our new staff. God, thank you for the fact that we were able to be generous in a season where a lot of people are experiencing a lot of loss. God, thank you that our church was able to be generous. But then we pick up here in verse number 28, and we see the shift happen with David. And now we start to see David move from joyful thanks from the past, and now he moves into supernatural confidence for the future. Supernatural confidence. And this is what it says in verse number 28. I'm going to read it for you. It's on the screens. You light a lamp for me. The Lord my God lights up my darkness. Another translation actually says it like this. For you will light my lamp. God, you're going to light my lamp. Like, God, you did some really cool stuff in the past, but man, you're going to really let the fireworks go in this new season, like for the future, man. You're really going to light it up. I love the second part of this verse. It says, in your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale any wall. I can reach new heights. God, I can really reach new heights in my life. And in your strength, I can crush an army. You got to understand, when David is writing this, he's writing this from a place of victory. David was a fleeing fugitive from Saul for 20 years. Imagine being on the run from someone trying to take your life for 20 years. 20 years trying to be careful. 20 years he was hiding. 20 years of just watching. 20 years of just trying to stay alive. That's exhausting. That's super exhausting. And Center Church has been going at it for about 8 years now. Set up, tear down. Set up, tear down. Sunday by Sunday. Venue after venue. People come, people go. Leadership transitions. Preaching the same old truth in new creative ways. 8 years. That wasn't all me. I've only been doing it for the past 2 years. And man, it's been a stretching point in my faith. Who here understands that ministry can get exhausting? It can get exhausting sometimes. Just doing what we feel that God's called us to do, it can get exhausting. And after 20 years of being a fugitive from Saul, you might think David, man, he was just exhausted. Just being the man that God's called him to be. But it's funny, in this passage, we actually don't see that. We actually see quite the opposite. We see David express how he actually feels some superhuman strength. The way we say it around here is this: God putting some super on my natural. God putting some super on my natural. And David says in the second part of verse, in your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale any walls. 20 years later, David, he says, hey, I'm not losing hope. Come on, somebody. 20 years later, hey, I'm not losing hope. I'm tired, but I still got a little something inside of me. You know what I'm saying? I got more than just a little. I got something supernatural. I feel like I could drop kick some dudes right now. I can crush an army. You know what I'm saying? I could scale any wall like Spider-Man. I can do things that on my own I can't do. David feels empowered. He says, in God's strength, with my God, I can reach new heights. And I love how the portion of scripture ends. It is what it says. It says, God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He's a shield for all who look to him for protection. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. Guys, God's really protected Center Church. Amen. He's protected us.
In time after time and year after year, I'm super excited. So, you know, I like to pull out chords here. So
time after time and year after year, God never ceases to amaze me how perfect his way is and how his promises and his word, it always proves true. And he shielded Center Church all along the way. And I say all that to say this, just like David, it's time for us as a church to move from joyful thanks for the past to now to move into supernatural confidence for our future. Amen. It's time to move from the past, but now to the future. So in 2022, we're going to really focus on helping people scale new heights in their faith in five specific areas. I'm going to put up here on the screens. If you want to write these down, that would be awesome. We're going to help people in 2022 grow in five specific areas. Here's number one. We're going to help people grow a deeper love and understanding for God's word. We're going to help people grow a deeper love and understanding for the word of God. Number two, we're going to help people grow a radical passion for worship. Not just coming to sing a song, but coming just with radical abandon. God, I am surrendering to you. In 2022, number three, we're going to help people grow in their devotion to prayer. We really want people to take it to the next level in their relationship of communicating with God. Here's number four, we're going to help people grow in their generosity to others and also the church. We're going to help people grow in just giving of themselves, giving of their resources. Here's number five, probably my favorite of them all. We're going to help people grow a boldness for sharing the gospel to everyone, everywhere. Come on. We're going to help people grow in their boldness of sharing the gospel to everyone, everywhere. This is our main focus in 2022. And we're going to accomplish that this new year through some specific things. And I'm just going to name some of these things off and we're going to be done today. Here's some tangible things that we're going to be part of this coming year to in order for us to grow and scaling new heights. Here's the first one we're going to put up here on the screens. Number one is this. We're going to bring back the Growth Track and Foundations classes. Come on, man. Yeah, you can clap for that. Thanks, Susan. Thank you. We're going to bring back the Foundations class and Growth Track so people can be integrated. It's going to be like a 101, 102 of who we are as a church. And you can become a member of Center Church. You can grow and be discipled in your faith through the Foundations classes. Number two is this. We're going to put this up here. We're going to expand our leadership team. Hey, we're going to bring on a new worship coordinator on our team. We're going to hire somebody new. Okay. And you know, shout to my wife. Man, Bree has done an amazing job with our music. Hey, let's give it up for Bree today, man. We are grateful for your labor of love and your gift for music. And it's very evident the anointing that God has on your life to invite people, that the responsibility to invite people into the presence of God. Thank you so much. Thank you. We're going to bring on some support staff for expanding our leadership team. Here's the next one. In 2022, we're going to prioritize prayer by having more dedicated prayer time or a prayer team available after services. We've been noticing a lot more people asking for prayer. And we're going to have a dedicated team that's on the patio moving forward so they can pray with you. We're going to have more worship gatherings. Come on, man. Who was there at the beach? Who was at the beach with us? We had a little worship night. That was amazing. Guys, we're going to have more of that. More of that. I love that throughout the year. Here's the next one. In 2022, we're going to be launching a young adults ministry officially for 18 to 25 year olds, man. Such a vital transition in a young person's life. Guys, this is the age where people, they jump out on God. Maybe they grew up in church, they grew up around, you know, Sunday school and all that stuff. This is the age where they're like, you know what? Faith's not for me. We need something. We need something. Here's the next one. I know that we mentioned this morning. Bria Women's Ministry, okay, led by Carla Ingram. And she does ministry for women that even across our borders here, even in San Diego. Actually, Bria is coming underneath the banner of Center Church. Man, praise God. Let's give it up for us, man. We're expanding our reach. We're expanding our reach. Conferences, podcasts, weekly videos. Bria Shine is coming underneath the banner of Center Church. Here's the next one. I'm excited for this. We're going to be launching a small group for our Spanish-speaking families. Guys, man, we live in a border city. I love what we put here. We're making room to carry the gospel to people in their native tongue. Isn't that good? We're launching a small group for Spanish-speaking families. Who knows what that's going to turn into? Who knows what's going to happen? Here's the next one. This is probably one of my favorites. We're going to be actually launching a ministry dedicated to our kids with special needs. And this is gonna be called the Better Together Ministry. It's a dedicated one-on-one volunteer with some of our kids who have special needs. And praise God for our kids director, Jess. She came up with this name. Amazing. Guys, we're gonna be reaching everybody in this new year. Here's the next one, something we've never done before. We're gonna get involved in international missions. We're gonna support two families on the mission field, yeah. We're gonna carry the gospel into the places where we can't go. That's awesome. Hey, we're actually gonna send a team over to Mexico this coming year to serve a restore project with one of our partners in ministry. How awesome is that this coming year? Here's the next one. Center Church is going to get be collaborating with Young Life. And Young Life is a nonprofit ministry, and they start Christian clubs in public schools. And something that they're really good at, they specialize in, is they help teenage moms. And Center Church is going to be part of that. Guys, one day these kids, these babies, they're going to grow up. How awesome would it be if Center Church, we were the people that helped that young life, that helped that baby, that helped that teenage mom, help them win in their life, help them know Jesus. How awesome would that be? Here's the next one. And this coming year, Center Church is expanding our partnership with Restoration 225, and they're launching something called FAM, or Family Advocacy Ministries. And what that is, and what does it mean, is it means that we're gonna take some leaders here at Center Church, we're gonna get them trained up, and we're gonna expand our reach. We believe in R225, we believe in what they're doing, and you know, we wanna do more of that this coming year. Here's kind of the last one that I wanna share with you. Center Church is going to get involved with something called International Rescue Committee. And this organization, what they do is they serve our refugee community here in San Diego. And if they're here, guys, if they're like kind of in this limbo place of trying to figure out where's home, can we like bring home to them? Can we like love on them if they're here? Can we share and show them the love of Jesus? And man, I can go on and on about what I see us doing in the coming year by projects or by new ministry opportunities, but long story short, hey, we're gonna keep the main thing, amen? We keep the main thing. We're gonna stay passionate about Jesus. We're gonna keep loving people. We're gonna keep telling as many souls about the good news that can change their eternity. It's what we're called to do. It's our vision. And in order for us to walk out that vision, in order to take it to the next level, in order for us to really expand our reach and do it well, I believe as a church that we have a next step. I believe we have a next step as a church. It's a step that's believing for more. It's a step that a step of crazy faith, a step of total dependence, a step of self-sacrifice, a step where the impossible and the possible meet. A next step. I truly believe our next step as a church is this. I'm going to put this up here on the screens. Is to secure a permanent location. Yeah. I believe it's time for us to secure a place to call home. If we're going to reach new heights in 2022, I believe this is the next step that God's called us to. So this coming year, we're gonna launch a stewardship campaign. We're gonna put up here on the screens. It's gonna be called Heart for the House. Heart for the House, where you can give literally for the future building and home of Center Church. And guys, I see God doing something amazing. I see a daycare. I see a coffee shop. I see a place where kids can come to after school and they can dance and they can get involved in activities where they're not on the streets. I can see a place where teenage moms can get help. I see a place where people can find freedom in their life. I see a hub, a central place, a center. Where people can find the love of Jesus. And I'm totally convinced that God can do it. This is what's next for Center Church. I don't know how it's all gonna happen. I don't know how we're gonna kind of walk this out. We're gonna be strategic as a team, but what I do know is this, is that Jesus is gonna step in like how he has before. He's gonna step in like how he always does. And one day, we're gonna look back and we're gonna be like, hey, do you guys remember when we were like at Old Town Community Church? You guys remember when we were praying for God to provide for a building? One day we're gonna be like, hey, guys, do you remember when the days of like crying babies like inside the auditorium and we had to be shooed off of the patio because we couldn't go overtime? Do you remember those days? Remember when the kitchen like was a cry room? Man, do you remember? And in his perfect time, in his perfect way, God's promises will prove true over and over and over again. And before we know it, Center Church will have a home. We're gonna echo what the psalmist says. I'm gonna put this on the screen. It's the last verse and we're done. This is the Lord's doing, come on. It's marvelous in our eyes. Guys, get ready. It's coming. It's coming. Can you pray with me? God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for how good you are. I pray that you please fill us and empower us, God. And as we scale new heights in this new year, help us to hold on to the word that you've given our church. Father, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us in the past, the way that you've provided, the many souls that were saved, the people who were changed, lives that were touched, people that we were able to serve. Thank you for everything you've done in our past, but God, it's time for us to have confidence for our future. Now is the time. We believe the time is now. So we're gonna thank you today for what you're gonna do. And one day we're gonna look back and we're gonna say, this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. As everybody's heads bowed, everybody's eyes closed. This morning, I wanna pray for that building. This morning, I want to pray for that provision as we start this year. So with me, if you would, if you feel comfortable enough, would you raise your hand to heaven with me today? God, we come to you. We're asking that you would provide. We're asking, God, that you would bring us the home that you've prepared for us. Would you expand our reach? Would you bless every single project, every single ministry that we're going to be part of this year? Would you keep us strong? Would you keep us healthy? God, would you allow Center Church to be the healthiest church in San Diego? God, would you cultivate leadership? Would you cultivate a culture that's so life-giving? It's so real. It's so transformative that, man, it attracts even the person who's farthest from God. So, Father, we come today with our hands just lifted. And we're leaving this in your hands as we start off our year, God. We're leaving this to you. We know you can provide. We have confidence that you will. Father, I'm gonna thank you in advance. God, thank you for your provision. Lord, we love you. You are so, so good. In your name, I ask these things. Amen and amen.